Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us. We're going to have a special guest with us on the radio today. We're going to be having Chris Long, who's with the Ohio Christian Alliance. And we're going to be talking about Ohio issue number 3. That's the marijuana legalization issue. And so we'll have Chris joining us in just a few minutes here. But let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer here today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air. We just pray that you've blessed the program today, and we pray that you'd use it for your glory. We just thank you again for the opportunity. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement, and help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, it's good to be with you today, and I hope this program will be a blessing to you. I had my computer crashed just as I was going on the air here, so I'm trying to restart it while I'm talking. I think I got it going. But Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance, is going to be joining us here in just a few moments. And as I said, we're going to be talking about the Ohio issue number 3. It's a very important issue. It's going to be on the ballot here. And this issue is going to essentially legalize marijuana usage in Ohio. In fact, it's going to create a marijuana control commission that's going to regulate and tax marijuana cultivation, processing, testing, and retail sales in Ohio. It's going to eliminate all penalties on possession of 1 ounce of marijuana, organize the growing of a commercial crop on 10 farms around the state, I believe one of those is going to be in Summit County, where I live, not where I live, but near where I live, and create a $50 annual fee to permit home growing of 4 flowering plants and pave the way for a nonprofit system of dispensaries for medical marijuana. And to hear the promoters talk, they would say, oh, this is the greatest thing that's going to happen to Ohio, and it just everything's going to be wonderful. And all those thoughts that there's going to be problems is just by reactionary activists who just don't want anybody to have any of the benefits from it. But we're going to look at that here today. And I believe Chris is with us now. Chris, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al, for having me on the program to talk about this important subject that we have, and that is the attempt to legalize marijuana in the state of Ohio. So we appreciate coming on and talking about this issue.
Well, I think this is an important issue because it's going to directly affect everybody in the state of Ohio. You know, you could say, well, I don't use marijuana, don't have any intention to. Well, it's still going to affect us. And that's why I wanted to give you some time. You've done a lot of looking into this. And I was waiting for you to call in, I just briefly went over a couple of things that are going to be in it. But you're really in touch with what's happening in Columbus and all. Could you give us a good synopsis of the bill before we jump into the problems with it?
Well, that's right. It's issue number 3, and the Ohio Christian Alliance is urging a no vote on issue 3. We do have an educational voter guide that's available on our website, and that's ohioca.org. That's the Ohio Christian Alliance website. If people just Google that, they'll go right to our website, and then right on the front page is a printable voter guide that has coverage of the first 2 ballot issues. That's issue 2 and 3. And we're urging a yes vote on issue 2 and a no vote on issue 3, of course. Now, for years, we have been surveying candidates on where they stand on the legalization of marijuana. So it's been an important issue in our voter guide over the years. Well, here come along this group wanting to put the legalization of marijuana on the ballot in Ohio. 4 other states currently have legalization of marijuana, and it's disastrous in those states. We'll get to that in just a minute. But the 4 states are Colorado, Oregon, Washington State, and Alaska. Now, California has some smoke dens for medical marijuana use, that kind of thing, and it's ebbed and flowed and has had its criminal prosecution problems out there in the state of California. But in Colorado, just 3 years ago, the voters there voted to approve the legalization of marijuana. And now, 3 years later, a poll indicates that 65% of the population in Colorado would vote to repeal the legalization of marijuana. They've seen what happens when you open up Pandora's box with legalization of marijuana, and they don't like what they see. Well, they're seeing the increase in homelessness. They're seeing an increase in joblessness. They are seeing a spike in emergency room. My children who have been digesting marijuana-laced candies. Now, these are candy products that are manufactured to look like real candy, like Kit Kat bars or gummy right. bears. And, in fact, where these candies have been laying around the houses of people that use marijuana, their small children have been digesting them, and it's a very high potency of marijuana, and they have been rushed to emergency rooms. There has been a number of criminal activity associated with marijuana use in the state of Colorado and a spike in traffic fatalities with marijuana use. Those are just some of the problems. Governor Hickenlooper, a Democrat, by the way, in the state of Colorado, he urged the National Governors Association this last winter. He said to his fellow governors, he said, legalization of marijuana is a bad idea. I urge you not to pass legislation to legalize marijuana in your states. He said it's been a terrible scenario here in Colorado, and they're urging not to do it.
That's a pretty damaging statement. Let me play devil's advocate for just a moment here, and you'll see where I'm going, I think. Hasn't the legalization of marijuana just eliminated all of the drug dealers?
You know, that's what they're saying. But
that's what they say it's going to do.
That's what they say it's going to do. Actually, just the contrary. Drug dealers will not stop their criminal activity. What they'll start doing is dealing harder drugs on the street, like heroin mm-hmm. or meth and cocaine. These are the other kinds of drugs that will be on the increase with the criminal activity. These people make money as it is, and they're not going to want their business to be cut into, so they'll just find another product line, and that product line is a harder, hardcore drug to follow. In fact, on my radio program, we had Justice Tim Grindel of Geauga mm-hmm. County. And, you know, one of the counterpoints is that, oh, you know, marijuana, it's not a gateway drug. He says, anyone that believes that, I invite you to come and sit in my courtroom for a day and to hear the juvenile cases that come before right. my bench if you think that marijuana is not a gateway drug.
Well, and yeah, because when you look at that, people will say, well, not everybody that smokes marijuana is going to go on to use heroin or something like that. But I've heard it several people saying in law enforcement that everybody that they've arrested with heroin or some other harder drug started with marijuana. And for the same,
that's
you know,
right.
Yeah.
That's the first thing, they pass around a joint and, oh, come on, try it. It won't hurt. You know, and the next thing you know, this person's. They're smoking marijuana, they're drinking beer, and then they go into harder mm-hmm. activity. We've seen it time and time again. And those who have come out of that lifestyle have testified to that fact.
Yeah, and, so I was just going to say, is the idea of a gateway drug doesn't mean that everybody that smokes it is going to go on to become a heroin addict.
No.
But their chances, their possibility of increases dramatically.
Well, look, let's take a look at issue 3, too. Now, these commercials, yes. and by the way, and I know the listeners have been seeing a lot of commercials for issue 3, and they mm-hmm. haven't seen many against. Well, the reason is they got all the money on their side. They have $40
right.
million dollars to promote the issue. You know, Ohio Christian Alliance working with other organizations are trying to defeat the issue. We just don't have that kind of resources. But I thank you for taking time on your program today, and that's how we're getting the message out. In fact, it is a David and Goliath-type fight. But we need all the good people that listen to your program, Pastor Al, to get out and vote no on issue 3. Yes,
absolutely.
On issue 2, and I'll get to that in a minute, because if issue 2 passes, it will actually derail issue 3. The legislature mm-hmm. put on issue 2. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to talk about just how prevalent this will be. If issue 3 passes, they plan on putting in 1,159 retail marijuana stores. That's more than McDonald's and Starbucks just in the state of Ohio. So, folks, this will, you know, this will be prevalent throughout our culture. I mean, it's a game changer, and it will just be disastrous for our state. That's why you have the Attorney General, you have the Auditor, the Treasurer, the Secretary of State, members of the Ohio Legislature, members of the clergy, members of education, law enforcement have all come out against Issue 3. And we're thankful for that long list of groups that have come out against it. But again, there's not a lot of resources to put commercials up. Now, folks will start seeing commercials maybe next week or the week after, just before Election Day. There was enough money for them to put together some kind of television ad campaign, so you'll see some ads at that time. But, you know, don't be tricked. And in fact, these ads have been very slick and very confusing to people. Even Justice Grindejo said that his wife, who's a judge herself, was watching one commercial. She said, "Hey, I just saw my first anti-marijuana ad. It urged me to vote no on Issue 2 and yes on Issue 3. He said, "Honey, it's just the opposite of that." So, you know, these things can be confusing.
Right. And real quick, what is Issue 2? So keep our listeners from being too confused there.
Yeah, that's right. Issue 2 is an anti-monopoly, anti-cartel measure. Now, you know, we have the initiative petition process in the state of Ohio. We've had it since 1912. And it's a way in which we can circulate petition and put a measure on the ballot, which we did in 2004 with the marriage amendment, of course.
Right.
And Ohioans have supported marriage as between one man and one woman by 62%. And by the way, even though the court has made that decision, folks, don't give up. We're still in the fight here. It's just like when the court legalized abortion on demand in 1973. That was just the birth of the pro-life movement. It was the beginning. And now a majority of Americans are pro-life. And we're real close to getting Planned Parenthood defunded on the federal level. So we can win these battles, but it's going to take a lot of muster. It's going to take a lot of courage and strength. So stay in the fight.
Right.
But that's what the initiative petition process is. Issue 2 would basically stop these corporations from hijacking our Constitution like the casinos did a few years ago, where they put the four casinos on the ballot, and it narrowly passed. Actually, votes cast on Election Day defeated it, but early voting put them over the top in Cauga County. Issue 3 was the cartel of the marijuana group. They're saying there's only a handful of these people that will run the marijuana industry. There'll be 10 select growing plantations, as it were, in Ohio, this kind of thing. Issue 2, if it passes, and we're urging a yes vote on Issue 2, would derail Issue 3 because it will be enacted before Issue 3, because it was put on by the legislature, and it says it ensures that Ohio's Constitution is not for sale and prohibits special interests from amending the Constitution to create a monopoly or cartels, prohibits special interests from buying an amendment to our Constitution that creates permanent preferential tax rates or commercial rights for themselves for any businesses. So the initiative petition process will continue, but Issue 2 will stop these monopolies, cartels, and corporations from trying to hijack our Constitution in the future.
That sounds like a good thing to get behind. Vote yes on Issue 2, no on Issue 3.
Yes, sir.
And let me add something in there. Talk about the commercials, and you brought up about the casinos. And if you recall, when the casinos were basically sold to Ohio in their advertising, they said it was very, very limited, very controlled, and like you said, for casinos. But what we've seen with the gambling in Ohio is the racetracks have all added in what they call their racinos and things like that. We've seen the expansion of casino-like gambling in Ohio. And I've noticed something in these commercials for Issue 3 where they're saying now that Issue 3 will initially limit the number of places growing marijuana, but that will increase later. They're actually admitting it now. Have you seen that?
Well, that's interesting. Well, here's the reason why they're doing that, because they're, you know, they have money to kind of amend their message as you go, and they know they're getting a lot of blowback from people that may be for the legalization of marijuana for casual use, but don't like the idea of this small group having a cartel.
Right.
So they must have done some polling showing that Issue 2 is being favored and that it's hurting their Issue 3. Well, that's good news for us. Although, I want to say to the listeners, look, getting out the vote is everything, because there was a poll last week that showed that 52% of Ohioans favored legalization of marijuana. Well, we're close. That means that we can turn the tide here, Pastor, but we're going to need people to get out and vote no on 3 and yes on 2.
And let me underscore that, the need to get out and vote. I volunteer at the polls on election day out in Richfield where I live, and it amazes me how few people vote sometimes and then complain about the results of the election that they didn't bother to vote in. And Ohio has some of the most liberal voting laws in terms of early voting. There's really no excuse not to vote in Ohio. It's so easy to vote, whether early voting, absentee ballot, or just coming out to the polls. It's so easy. And I would encourage people, if you're not, well, it's past registration time, but you can certainly get registered if you didn't get registered for the primaries coming up next spring. But certainly, if you are registered to vote, don't forget to get out and vote this year. We need your vote against issue 3 and 4, issue 2. Wanted to bring up something else too here that I haven't seen addressed much with this whole business with legalizing marijuana. And to me, it's kind of like the elephant that's in the room. And we think of Kim Davis down in Kentucky, who was attacked by the left for how dare she not follow federal law. But even if issue number 3 is approved by Ohio voters, it's not going to change the fact that it's still illegal on the federal level, right?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, there's been some real issues in the state of Colorado. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I have a friend in California, and he writes on my wall this last week, and I put up there about vote no on issue 3, and folks, we need to really get out. He says, well, Chris, I don't agree with you on much politically, but I definitely agree with you on this issue. He said, I have seen the effects, because he works in both California and Colorado. And he says, I live in San Francisco and travel a lot to Seattle and Denver, where smoking pot is legal. One of the problems of legalizing it causes the drug dealers to start pushing harder drugs because their market has disappeared. That's, you know, this is interesting. This is an eyewitness. It also causes a lot of HR issues, that's human resource issues in businesses, when trying to hire people that think because it's legal in a state, it's okay then to get hired because they can't pass the urine test. It causes a lot of people that just want to check out and just panhandle to buy pot. And so he's just saying that it creates problems where you may not pass the drug test for your employment opportunities. It may be legal in your state, but the company doesn't want you to be smoking pot, and so you don't get hired. And that's a federal standard, see?
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. So you're actually limiting your chances for employment. And right now, when 93 million Americans are not employed, wow, I mean, I saw that number this last week. I was just startled. And it just lets you know, how desperate things are for people out there. And yet, the last thing we need is the legalization of marijuana in the state of Ohio.
Well, and think of the effect you're talking about hiring and things. Think of the effect on the military. There's you know, restrictions on drug use and past drug use when you go into the military, especially if you're going to get any type of a security clearance, because just to get into the military, basically they have to be able to clear you up to the secret level. But if you're going to get top secret or above top secret, when you get into the special background investigations and all of that, marijuana use can prevent you from getting those higher level security clearances that are needed. And then by, you know, extrapolation, look into the rest of the federal government where they need people with these. And at what point do we decide that we downgrade the standards just so we can start bringing these people in because we have a shortage of people who are qualified? It's just, it's a terrible thing.
That's a great point. It really is. You know, one of the other arguments, about issue 3 is saying, well, people shouldn't be in prison just for small amounts of marijuana. Well, we had Attorney General Mike DeWine on our radio program, and he definitely dispelled the notion about that. He said nobody's arrested just for a small amount of possession, not unless it's coupled with another crime that they've been engaged in. Then it will be part of the charges. But, you know, you can I think you can possess almost to half a pound of pot currently without there being any charges filed. Law enforcement's not looking just for that. So let's dispel that notion right away. And I agree with people. I don't want to put somebody in jail for 2 or 3 years or more for a small possession of marijuana. We would prefer they not participate in that. You know, certainly as a church, we minister and preach people to be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, you want to have your senses about you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Pastor?
Amen to that. In fact, in Titus, Paul wrote to Titus in Titus chapter 2, he says there in verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. And then he begins to list some of those. And in verse 6, he says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. And how are we going to exhort our young people to be sober-minded, you know, when we're allowing them, you know, to basically tune out, zone out with marijuana usage?
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you one thing that marijuana is a gateway to, and that's the demonic world.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, when people start to get an altered consciousness, that's an invite for the devil to come into a person and to start, you know, basically playing with their mind, their emotions, causes them to fog their judgment on moral issues and, you know, on personal moral issues. You and I have seen it over time and again. That's why the Bible says, you know, be not drunk wherein is excess, but be sober, be vigilant. You know, and that's what we need to urge people to be these days, and especially what we see happening in the world around us. So the last thing we need in the state of Ohio, the good state of Ohio, is the legalization of marijuana. So we're going to stop it on November 3rd. We're going to urge everybody to get out and vote no on 3. And we appreciate coming on your program and talking about this, Pastor.
Well, I'm so thankful that you could be on with us. And again, we're talking with Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And I'm going to be posting this on our website as well at livewithpastoral.com. And so I encourage people to go there, livewithpastoral.com, and they can visit the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, ohioca.org. And we got just a couple minutes left, maybe about 2 minutes or so. And I just wanted to say, we talk about the problem, of course, the problem of marijuana usage and the dangers of it. But I believe you, as a former pastor yourself, would agree that the real way to fight this, and obviously we need people to get out and vote this election, to vote no against issue 3 and yes for issue 2. But the real way fundamentally means that we as pastors have to preach these subjects from our pulpits. We have to teach our young people. We have to encourage the parents in our churches to educate their children on the dangers of marijuana, even alcohol and other things. We have to take a stand as pastors, because if we don't, we can't expect the people in our churches to take a stand, can we?
That's exactly right. And we provide the voter guide to pass out to churches, and we're printing and distributing those around the state of Ohio. And so if folks want to, one way they can quickly obtain it, going to the website, clicking it on, downloading and printing it, and you are free to distribute that to your church and congregation, and it is permissible for churches to take positions on issues. So
absolutely,
pastors can get in the pulpit and say, get out, vote no on issue 3.
Absolutely. And this is certainly a moral issue of our day. And I want to thank you, Chris Long, for being with us, and encourage people to check out the Ohio Christian Alliance at ohioca.org. And I want to thank you for being with us on the program today, Chris. And again, thanks to our listeners for being with us today. You know, this is an important issue. And if Christians don't take a stand, how can we expect the unsaved world to take our stand for us? They're not going to take the stand we want. God called us to be salt and light in the midst of the world around us, and we need to be busy doing that. Thanks for listening. I want you to join us again next week. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.